Argentina has a new president. He was elected early this morning at the end of a tumultuous all-night special session of the Congress. Adolfo Rodriguez Sá will serve for 3 months until the Argentine people elect someone to serve out the remaining 2 years of former President Fernando de la Rúa's term. De la Rúa resigned under pressure on Thursday after a week of looting and anti-government riots. NPR's Martin Costi has more from Buenos Aires.
Adolfo Rodriguez Sá is a well-liked governor from a well-run province, a grinning backslapper whose sunny disposition is a stark contrast to his dour predecessor. After 12 hours of debate, Argentina's Congress seemed pleased with its choice.
Queda proclamado presidente de la nación Argentina el doctor don Adolfo Rodriguez Sá.
Congress hopes Rodriguez Sá has what it takes to pull the economy out of its current downward spiral. He's already shown a penchant for bold moves. Just minutes after being sworn in, he announced Argentina was suspending payments on its foreign debt and would spend the money on social programs instead. The president is promising to create, somehow, 1 million new jobs.
Esto es posible, pero sin corruptelas.
This is possible, the new president says, as long as there isn't corruption. Given Argentina's long tradition of patronage politics and wasted government resources, success on that front would represent a real break with the past. Rodriguez Sá has also pledged to keep the value of the Argentine peso pegged to the U.S. dollar, despite predictions from most economists that he'd have to devalue it. He says a devaluation would be too painful for Argentines who have savings in pesos. Still, without a devaluation, the government has almost no money to spend. So the president plans to create a third currency for Argentina, which will circulate alongside pesos and dollars. Economic analyst Rafael Baer says the new currency will probably be just another version of the government IOUs already circulating. But he says Argentines are so starved for cash, it may work.
At least this will put something into people's pockets. They'll be able to be consumers again. It's an experiment worth watching. If it works, it will have been an intelligent solution. But if it fails, it will be dangerous.
Argentines are well aware of the danger. They're still cleaning up after last week's wave of looting and rioting. Hospitals now report 28 people have died as a result of the violence, and millions of dollars of property was lost. Juan Silvestri, a newspaper seller who lives on the poor periphery of Buenos Aires, winces at the memory.
Todo el mundo pasó miedo, ¿no? Si nosotros estábamos acá, a tres cuadras estaban rompiendo todo.
Everybody was terrified, Silvestri says. Just 3 blocks from here, they were destroying everything. Stores, supermarkets, electronics, nothing could be saved. The Peronist Party, which took charge of the government as a result of the violence, has mixed feelings about the events of last week. The new president calls the protests, in his words, one of the greatest popular movements of Argentine history. But he also called the accompanying vandalism and looting one of Argentina's ugliest moments. Given the daunting challenges awaiting them, the Peronists have good reason to worry about regular Argentines' capacity for violence. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.